Last month, the Salt Lake Tribune was forced to lay off 20% of its staff as part of a restructuring of that paper. The Trib revealed on September 12th that publisher Dean Singleton would be stepping down and that editor Nancy Conway and editorial page editor Vern Anderson would be retiring. In all, 17 full-time and 2 part-time employees were laid off. Longtime managing editor Terry Orme takes over as editor and publisher starting October 1st. Orme joins us in studio today to talk about what's happening at the Tribune and about what the future holds for the newspaper business. Terry Orme, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So by the accounts I've seen, the Tribune has just gone through a rather painful transition. And I guess my first question is, who actually made that decision and why did they make it?
Okay. Well, it came from on high, on the very top of the corporate structure. It came from our parent company, Digital First Media. Digital First manages around 75 newspapers throughout the country, including us, Denver Post, San Jose Mercury News, some papers back in Connecticut and Pennsylvania, all around the country, actually. And I think what's happened here is we are the victim of what is happening to many newspapers and newsrooms. In fact, I think we're a little we've been fortunate in that we've lasted this long without a major layoff. We've had some smaller layoffs in the past, but nothing of this magnitude. And I mean, it's simple. It's painfully simple, and that is that our revenue is dropping, advertising in print is declining, and circulation in print is declining. Print has always been the way we all got paid in newsrooms, and when those revenues drop, we have to reduce costs.
And so the vast majority of newspaper profits come from advertising sales based on subscribership. But I'm guessing the number of people who are actually physically subscribing to the paper is dwindling. How do you try to address that kind of fundamental problem? Is there any thinking behind how I guess that's the magic question.
Yeah, it is. And no one's really come up with a blueprint yet. We have a lot of – we probably have actually more readers than we've ever had when you take into account our online audience. I mean, we have between 2.5 and 3 million unique visitors a month. We have about – between 25 and 30 million page views a month. Those are good numbers. So our audience is big, but no one has really figured out how to the buzzword is monetize the online readership, and to advertising online costs and much less than print advertising and generates much less revenue. So that's kind of the conundrum.
And this is why you'll see on occasion, I mean, around the country, you'll go to the grocery store or whatever, and there'll be people actually giving away subscriptions because they want you to have that. They want to have their readership, their subscribership sort of at a certain number. Is that?
Sure. And it's also a way to kind of, it's kind of like when you go to Costco on Saturday mornings and get a free sample, it's hey, check it out. And hopefully, you hand out 50 newspapers, 10 of those people will actually subscribe. I mean, that's kind of the idea as well.
Is what happened or what has happened at the Tribune more than, say, just slimming back? And what does it mean for the future of this newspaper in particular?
Well, that's a high number that are leaving. And when you take in Nancy Conway and Vern Anderson, that number's 21, and that's a lot of brain. And we're losing some brain power. We're losing some institutional knowledge. There's no question about it. In our previous slim downs, we like to euphemistically refer to them. Yeah. We focused on production. And previous layoffs were heavy on production. There's only so far you can cut on production, and we had up before Labor Day would cut that as far as we felt like we could. And so this time we cut to what we consider really our core, which is our reporters, feet on the streets, really content producers. And so that's tough. What we have to – I'm optimistic, however. We still have 94 people in the newsroom. That's a big newsroom. You can do excellent journalism with that size newsroom. What we have to do is we have to focus on the stories with impact. We have to keep our website and make our website as engaging and as attractive and as lively as possible. But we also have to do the sort of reporting that the Salt Lake Tribune is known for, and that's enterprise reporting, explanatory reporting, investigative reporting, and watchdog reporting. And it comes down to really planning and where you put your focus and where you put your resources. And there's a certain type of story that we'll probably do less of. I mean, we'll definitely do less of. And we'll have to be less incremental with our reporting. Make sure that when we weigh in on a topic, a subject, it's the right time to weigh in, and we weigh in with at a time and with the impact that our readers that makes it matter to our readers.
I've been looking at a few of the names. I can't get a definitive list, but of the people who were cut, and I'm wondering if you can comment on the decision process to let specific people go. Was it just this came from on high, but I'm wondering, does anybody know how those individuals were chosen? Because it seems like you were talking about losing a great deal of institutional talent, knowledge, and then also this need to produce great content, but some of the great content producers seem to have lost a position. Any thoughts on how that happened?
It was a very difficult decision. Yes, you're absolutely correct that some of the people that walked out of our newsroom, every person who walked out of our newsroom was valuable and contributed to our newspaper and to our website. You could say a long time ago, 10 years ago, doesn't every newsroom have some quote unquote dead wood or just some fat, I guess is one way to put it. Our newsroom hasn't been that way for a long time. We've been lean and mean for a long time. So how do you make those decisions? Those decisions were made by the upper management team in the newsroom, and they were extremely difficult. They were excruciating. They were debatable. I mean, you can go back and forth. One day you feel you want to go in that direction, and the next day you want to go in this direction. So it was very, very hard. Now, I do want to say one thing, though, that the coverage area that, say, a reporter was responsible for, that didn't play into it that much.
The kinds of reporting.
Yeah, I mean, we're not saying, reporter X walks out of the room, we're going to stop covering issue B. We're going to have to reshuffle the deck. We're going to have to reorganize. It's a reorganization, and resources are going to be reallocated, and we are not going to drop issues. Subject areas that are important to Utahns. We're not going to do it.
Does great reporting translate into profitability? I mean, is there a way to gauge whether or not that works? That's kind of a funny question.
It's a tough question, and it's a question, quite frankly, that I choose to not think about all that much. I mean, I think that newsrooms need to be focused on issues, on being watchdogs. And you have another division that worries about sales and profit and making money. I mean, every business needs to make money. I'll say that. And certainly the Salt Lake Tribune needs to make money. But if we're going to sit in our newsroom and make decisions based on what "quote unquote" sells, that's probably not the best place for us to be. I'd say it's definitely not the best place for us to be.
Hey, so you are now going to be the publisher and editor of the Tribune, and I'm going to focus specifically on publisher here for a second because the public and myself included often interchanges the concept of a publisher and the owner of the paper And I guess the real question I want to get around to is, who owns the Salt Lake Tribune? Who is it that actually owns the Salt Lake Tribune?
Well, it's a like I mentioned before, it's Digital First Media is the you know, the company that makes the calls at those at the high level. Digital First Media is owned by a group of investors, and we are owned by investors.
Investors. Yeah. I read in an article by Paul Beebe in the Tribune from a couple of years ago that essentially said that the Tribune was owned by a hedge fund, or
And that's correct. Yeah.
The investors the ones who are making the decisions, they are basing those decisions probably on a bottom line. Do investors, do hedge fund investors want to be in the newspaper business?
Boy, that's a question you're going to have to ask them.
We're kind of running out of time here in what we can talk about, but I guess I'm kind of wondering what the future holds for the industry on the whole. It's a really tough question, but, if you had to put on future reading goggles and look ahead.
Well, that is a tough question. I think that those of us in newsrooms around the country have to control and do what we can do. And the things that we can do is that we can serve the public. I mean, we can serve mainly as watchdogs for the public. At the same time, we are in the middle of this information revolution, and things are unquestionably migrating towards the digital side of that, and we need to be better at exploiting is not the right word, but taking advantage of the tools that digital offers you, and we need to broaden our storytelling repertoire, so to speak. I mean, we need to tell stories in ways that people who get every piece of information from their smartphone. I mean, how to connect with those people and deliver to those people. Those are the sorts of things that we need to evolve. At the same time, though, we need to have compelling reporting and writing. We need to fulfill our role as the fourth estate, and we need to tell people what they want to know. What they should know, quite frankly.
That kind of answers a question that I was going to ask, which is, what is the purpose of a newspaper? I mean, there is the digital platform, which is something different, but there is that concept of the fourth estate, and what newspapers are for is sort of dyed in the wool, old, checks and balances in our society. Maybe you want to comment on the purpose of newspapers.
Well, I think it's A, to tell you what's happening and tell you what's, to the best of our knowledge, what's going to happen. I mean, B, a community billboard in many ways. Explain what that smoke was you saw yesterday, but also to go much deeper than that and to explain when there's a significant issue facing our leaders, explain that issue. One thing, let me give you an example. In the next month, the Salt Lake Tribune will have excellent reporting on the Affordable Care Act, explain to you how it affects you, how you can plug into it, and also talk about our elected representatives, such as Senator Mike Lee, his efforts to stop it. I mean, we will report on every detail on an issue that's extremely important to everybody. Yeah. That's our role.
You know, there's two things that I want to say, which is I'm sorry for the Tribune's loss, and also in a kind of weird way, congratulations at the same time for your being able to take this position.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, I think we have a tough row to hoe, a hard road to travel, all those cliches. I think we're up to it. I really do. I think the Tribune is going to remain the flagship news organization in this state. I'm confident of it. We're going to figure this out. We're going to do a great job.
Terry Orme, editor and publisher of the Salt Lake Tribune, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Roger.
And you can hear this interview, as well as all of the conversations we feature on this program, at our website, kcpw.org. I'm Roger McDonough, and you're listening to The Rundown. We'll be right back. And that's full time for the rundown today. Our show was produced by Lauren Colucci. We had additional help from Jesse Ellis and Tyler Ford. Our theme music was composed by Tim Myers. Tomorrow on the program, tune in as we have a conversation about the state of Utah's Smart School Initiative and iSchool, which aims to put more technology in the classroom. I'm Roger McDonough. You've been listening to The Rundown. The Utah Business Report and Marketplace are coming up next.